Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for June 15th from 1 Kings chapters 14 and 15. The ships of state for Judah and Israel sank rapidly under the helmsmanship of their respective kings. Moses had prophesied in Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 15 to 68 that when the Israelites abandoned their God to take up as slaves to many other gods, disaster would befall them. Their enemies would seize their territories, their people would be slaughtered en masse, their very environment would scream terror to them. Unfortunately, they had already experienced this on numerous occasions during the time of the judges. The victorious and prosperous times of David's reign and Solomon's early leadership had perhaps led them into a period of spiritual lethargy. Solomon's later years began the downward spiral for all of Israel that was energized even further by his descendants Rehoboam and Abijah, let alone Jeroboam in the north. It was all very sad, but there was hope at the same time. The work of stopping the hemorrhage fell to Asa, Solomon's great-grandson. The cure for the Israelites was fairly straightforward. Return their allegiance to the Lord God, and he would return to them as he had promised. Asa set about to do this, even at the cost of deposing his storied grandmother. Talk about causing waves in the family. But God honored Asa's obedience and caused peace and security to settle on Judah for the majority of Asa's reign. Judah's renewed alliance to the Lord God was certainly incomplete, yet the actions of Asa, its king, should stand to encourage anyone to trust in God's willingness to restore, bless, strengthen, and empower those who turn to him even when the rest of the world seems to be spinning out of his orbit. All it takes is for one person to make a stand for what is right. God always honors bold faith. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.